Hello, and welcome to Past Troubles, Incidents, and Actions weekly wrap-up show. I'm your host, Anthony Reed, and let's give a quick shout-out to our sponsors. We got Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor Podcasts, and pretty much anywhere where you can hear and stream podcasts. We're doing it a little bit different here on Past Troubles, Incidents weekly wrap-up show. We are doing a simulcast. And simulcast just simply means that it's video and audio. So I thank each and every one of you for joining, whether you're live with us today, this morning, Saturday, February 25th, or if you're joining it at some point, kind of on demand after the video has been streamed. I thank each and every one of you for taking time out of your busy schedules to join us this week for the weekly podcast. And we got a little bit of eventfulness happening this week, stemming from snow in Paso Robles last night. I'll get into that in a little bit. And a bunch of press releases regarding parking and things of that nature. As you know, as we've got into the topic of parking over the last couple of weeks, it's kind of been a hot topic in the city of Paso, and we're going to get into the changes that have happened as a result of the February 21st city council meeting that was last Tuesday evening. The city got together and made some parking decisions in terms of the parking and the paid parking program, on-street parking, and things of that nature. So we're going to get into that a little later. But for now, I thank my sponsors. Once again, I thank Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor Podcasts as well. So we thank each and every one of those entities for taking on this podcast. And I just thank each and every one of you for tuning in on the Paso Robles Incidents and Action page itself on Facebook. Okay, let's get into that a little bit. So for those of you that don't know, my name is Anthony Reed. I should have done this in the beginning, but excuse me. my name is Anthony Reed, and I'm a lifetime resident in the city of Paso. I've been in the city of Paso Robles for the last, it'll be 28 years in April. And so my sole purpose of all this is just to get community involved and community involvement. I am in no way a city official or anything of that sort in terms of the city. I am just a news source, and I have a good reputation with the city of Paso Robles, and I have a reputation with the police department, as well as the fire department and emergency services. They all support what I do, and so I thank each and every one of them for their respective departments. I thank Paso Robles Police, and I thank Paso Robles Fire for the support over the last, we've been doing this going on 6 or 7 years now. And so just the community engagement is wonderful. And it's one thing that I harp on every day. And I thank each and every one of you from the departments and to the Paso City. Just thank each and every one of you for the support over the years. All right. So like I said, we got some eventfulness happening this week. I got my little list here that I want to talk about some things. And so the topic of the day, and the first topic, is going to be the paid parking updates. And I have a press release here that I'm going to get on my tablet. Just give me a couple seconds here to get this together. Okay, so in this, we're going to go over some changes that have happened, like I said, over the last week, stemming from Tuesday night's city council meeting. So it says, in the first 2 hours, are free. And then after that, it's going to be, $1 per hour. Actually, let me read that again. It says first 2 hours are free. Okay. And then after that, it's going to be, free up until, the 2 hours are up. And then after that, it'll be $2 per hour after that. So the Way to Park app has been discontinued as of, I believe, last Friday. And So they've gone to another app that hasn't been publicized yet. They have a name for it. It's going to be called the Flowbird mobile application. And in that new application, it includes a parking map highlighting free and long-term parking locations within the city and things of that nature. So once the parking app actually comes out, I will download it and I will have a display for you all on this page and on the Paso Incidents in Action page as well, so you guys can go ahead and take a look at that. And so also in the press release, they have a few questions that were commonly asked, so I'm going to get into those here right now. And the first question that is commonly asked is, will there be any short-term parking options for a quick errand? So say like you have to run into like a downtown location, like to get dinner, breakfast, or things like that. The answer to that is yes. And it says that there is 35 30-minute parking spaces located throughout the downtown area. And it says these short-term spaces are free and are conveniently located at the end of each block in the downtown area. And it says the updated features is the 2 hours free will be added to the new mobile app, and all the pay stations also will be updated. And it says the 2 hours free will be applicable at any downtown paid parking space, as well as in the new application, it provides an updated map for parking convenience. The second question that is asked, it says, what happened to the Way to Park app, and how can people register for the new application if they are previous customers? The answer to that is, like I said before, the Way to Park application was discontinued and will be replaced by the new and improved Flowbird mobile application. And it says, for those people that have already downloaded the previous app, it says the existing customers will receive an invitation to renew their accounts if you have already been a paid parking person or customer rather in the downtown area. They will retain all your information and they will send you an application, I'm assuming via email, to download the new app and to continue parking in the downtown area. So some of the new features on the app also are going to be the Flowbird mobile application will include, like I discussed earlier, an updated downtown parking map highlighting where free and long-term parking locations are, in addition to a pay by text app. And that paid by text app does not require an application. So they'll give like a little number, like a 3 or 4 digit number that you text to pay. And I'm not sure how that works yet, because like I said, all of this has not been rolled out yet. It's just being updated by the city at this point. And so once we get that information and once the app actually rolls out and all this rolls out, we will be updating it as well on here and as on Paso Robles Incidents and Actions actual page. And also, we will be updating it on the podcast as well. So, continuing in that question, it says the new features will also be available for anybody that would like to take part. Or, like I said earlier, people can pay by text. And so, they're trying to make it convenient for people because they know that this is a hot topic, and it has been since it started about, I believe, 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago. And so they're trying to make updates to it best that they can. And in listening to the city council meeting last Tuesday, there were several business owners that went down and discussed either their displeasure or their pleasure for it. And it was a really interesting meeting. If you get a chance to go listen to it, I highly recommend it to get yourself educated in what the city council actually said. All this is just kind of a summary and a rough summary as to what they said. And so to get in depth, like to get to the meat of the matter as to what they actually said, you can go on to the city's YouTube page to bring up the meeting from last Tuesday or at any other meeting that they've had since they've started broadcasting things on YouTube, which was, I believe, in 2020 when the pandemic hit. You just go onto YouTube and you can download, or not download, but you type in the search bar, Paso Robles City Council. And also, if you want to listen to it live or watch it live whenever they have meetings, they also have that streaming live as well. Or if you don't have a computer and you're kind of old school, like I know some people are, you can just go on your AM radio and go on to AM 1230 KPRL. And then they also have an FM station. I think it's 99.3, 99.93 FM, if I'm not mistaken. And you can listen to it there, streaming live on your phone or on your radio in your car. Because I know that cars these days, they still have AM stations and obviously they have FM stations. So, and they also have the application for AM and FM radio too. So, okay, so let's get to the next question here from the frequently asked questions. So the next question is, are there any changes to the senior parking pass program? And it says, what about changes to the downtown employee parking program? Okay, so the answer to that question is there are no changes to the senior parking pass program, nor are there any changes to the employee parking program. On the new app will be updated with signs encouraging people to download the new Flowbird app, and the signs in the downtown area will also be updated as well with those signs and websites and things of that nature. The last and final question that I have from this updated parking information is where can I park with a disabled placard? I know several people downtown have been asking and texting and calling in to me and sending me messages on Instagram and Facebook and all that sort of thing. I don't have the answer to it, but I do have the answer right here. And it says vehicles with disabled placards are authorized to park in any distinguished disabled parking space or any downtown paid parking space without payment or without any limitation. So basically, if you have a disabled placard, you are free to park anywhere that you would like in the downtown area. So that's a lot, and that's it over the paid parking. And so, once again, I'm going to encourage you, if you miss any of that or didn't understand any of that, you're more than welcome to go to the city's YouTube page and you can stream the meeting live from last Tuesday, being February 21st. And you can watch the actual live streamed video of the city council meeting and you can hear what they were talking about in terms of the paid parking from last Tuesday. All right. So topic number two I have from this thir from last Thursday afternoon, a garbage truck within the city of Paso Robles collided with a BMW in the eastern part of Paso Robles, and I'm going to bring up that press release here. Give me one second here. Let me read this release from the Paso Robles Daily News from Thursday afternoon. That report reads, a Paso Robles waste and recycle garbage truck collided with a BMW sedan late Thursday morning at the intersection of Sherwood Park and Creston Road in Paso Robles. The accident occurred just before noon on Thursday. It says Mark Perry of Paso Robles Waste and Recycle arrived to the scene shortly after the incident occurred to discuss what happened with the incident with the Paso Robles Police Department. So it says no injuries were reported in the accident, And it said, but the BMW suffered damage on the passenger side of the vehicle. So it's good to hear that no injuries occurred in terms of that. So that's all good. And so there haven't been a whole bunch of accidents that have happened over the last week. So that's a good thing. It's been kind of relatively, I don't want to say the Q word, but uneventful is a good word to use. So it's been kind of uneventful in the last, really the last few months. And so that's a good thing that has been going on in the city of Paso as we get back to kind of somewhat of a normalcy here. Okay. So next on my list here is I have a a release from my page that I did a couple days ago from a swift water rescue that occurred, and it occurred from a medical emergency that was called in by a person in the riverbed in about the 2600 block of North River, where the person was stranded on an island in the center of the riverbed, just a little bit north of North River Road. And that person called in at about 2 a.m. And the person called in, and then they were having phone trouble, and they continuously lost communication with dispatch. And officers and Passable's Fire Department did respond to the area to see if they can locate the person. There was a lot of radio chatter in terms of the locations of this person, and they pinged the phone and they weren't sure of the location, and then they pinged it again, and then they tried to make contact with the person, and it just wasn't happening. And at about 4:30 in the morning, the person was able to reconnect with dispatch, and officers and fire officials did return to the scene or return to the area of which the call came in. And they did, in fact, after about probably 45 minutes to an hour, they did locate the victim who was experiencing a medical emergency. And they did, in fact, call in the North County Water Rescue Team that has been initiated because of the water and the things that have happened in the riverbed over the last few years. And so they responded, and they were able to extricate the patient from the riverbed, and they were able to safely return him to land, and they were able to transport him to a local hospital where he received treatment. I don't have any updated information on that, but if a press release does come out, I will be giving that out to you as it becomes available. And as far as that goes, that is that. Okay, so one thing that I get asked about a lot is the law enforcement jargon or the scanner talk, radio chatter, things like that. On the radio, I do have like three or four scanner radios. I have one on my phone. I have three inside of my apartment. And so I get asked a lot of times, what does this mean? What does that mean? Like referring to the 10 code. And so I want to talk a little bit about that this morning. And I want to give some kind of context onto where, as to where it comes from, and just give a little history. If you listen to a scanner and you're wondering what officers say, like I'm 1097 or I'm 1010 or 104 or I'm 106 or something like that, I want to give a little history. I'm not exactly going to go into every single code because there are so many different law enforcement agencies and emergency departments that use different variations of the 10 code. So I'm not going to go into what every single, like 10-1, 10-2, 10-3. I'm not going to go into that because there's just so many different ones that so many different agencies use. And so I'm just going to give a little history, a little bit of context as to what it's used for and where it came from and where it originated. And give a listen this morning as to when we do that. So let's get into that. Let's see here. So the history of the 10 code. It says a police 10 code were developed in 1937 by a gentleman by the name of Charles Hopper, the communications director with the Illinois State Police Department. He developed this back in 1974. Once again, he was the director of a department, and he was their public safety official. And it says during the time of the Association of Public Safety Communication, they then expanded the use of police radio codes to make the rail traffic briefer and to make it standardized to where it's not a bunch of like people talking about a whole bunch of different things. To make it just easier for emergency officials to communicate with one another. It says the radio codes were invented to help reduce the speech on the police radio and in law enforcement and in the emergency services. It says in addition, the codes were able or were instilled to just minimal radio transmissions, meaning that someone must know the meaning of the code, of the 10 code for someone to understand the meaning of what's going on and what's taking place. So, it says there is no one code or one variation of the code that one law enforcement uses. There's a bunch of different variations. Therefore, the meaning of a particular scanner code or signal can be different between police jurisdiction, different states, different counties, different areas of the world, or just it could be different altogether. And so, for example, police departments in the state of California will likely use a different 10 code than, say, like a police department in the state of Texas, New York, or somewhere else in the United States. At first, law enforcement 10 code was intended to be a clear and concise, standardized system to help officers and officials talk on the radio. However, the proliferation of the different meanings, like I just said earlier, it can be different varying from who is talking and their understanding of it and all of that sort of thing. So basically, it can be translated in many different ways, many different languages, many different in many different areas. So I know I'm kind of struggling with this because I'm trying to understand it myself. And so that's kind of where the 10 code is. And to end this, it says the meaning of the unique codes, like I said, it may vary from different agency to agency, because I know that the fire department in Paso Robles, they use a different code of, I guess, code of communication is the best word to use. They use a different code because they're dealing with different things. As to where law enforcement, being the police officers, they have their own code, and like I said, it's you just kind of have to listen to it to really understand which 10 code that they use, and you can do that. You can look up the general 10 code, and you can find all the different meanings and the 11 code. And I don't think there's a 12 code, but I'll have to look that up. But there is at least the 10 code and the 11 code. I know that CHP uses the 11 code, And I know that the ambulance service here in Paso Robles, or the San Luis Obispo County, is San Luis Obispo County Ambulance. They use the 11 code. And so I know that that the Sheriff's Department, the San Luis Obispo County Sheriff, they use the 10 code. The police departments use a 10 code. And the ambulance service also uses the 10 code as well, for things that they use in terms of all of their things that they have going on. All right, so that is the history of the 10 code. I hope you guys understood that. And the next thing and the last thing I have for you guys is a press release from the San Luis Obispo Superior Court, in terms of the Paso Robles Courthouse. It says effective May 3rd, 2023, the Paso Robles Superior Court will reopen to traffic and arraignments and trials. The arraignment calendars will be as such. It will be minor and criminal, or minor criminal and adult traffic. The court calendars begin at 8:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. and at 9 a.m. also. So this is effective Wednesday, May 3rd. And so I do have a press release on this topic. So if you guys would like to go and check that out, you guys can. It's on my incident page, Paso Robles incidents slash action on Facebook. And also it is on the blog site also for this page as well. So I'm seeing some comments on here. Let me open this up real quick. Got not want to load up. Okay, hang on. So not seeing any live chats, which is okay. So that's kind of the history. That's what we got going on this week. I know we went kind of over a little bit. This podcast is normally anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes, and we're approaching the 30-minute mark, which is okay. It's okay because I wanted to get the information out to you guys. I ran into a couple people this week that said that they like the podcast, and so I appreciate those of you that did reach out to me, and if they do like the podcast. I appreciate the encouragement. And if you guys have any tips, tricks, or anything that you want me to start doing or saying, please let me know. I'm an open book. I'm always open to anything new. And so I do appreciate each and every one of you for tuning into this podcast. And let's give a quick shout out to the followers of this podcast. You know who you are. So I appreciate you guys. And as well as, each and every one of you that have supported me through the last 6, 7 years that I've been doing this, I've been on this journey. I hear good things about it that people like. I hear bad things that people don't like about it. So that's just the best of both worlds. And I try to edit myself to where it's somewhere in between what everybody likes and doesn't like. So I appreciate each and every one of you. I'm gonna go ahead and sign off here. So let's give a quick shout out to our sponsors. Which is Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and pretty much anywhere you can see and you can hear your podcast and stream your podcast. Once again, folks, I'm your host, Anthony Reed, and I thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you next Saturday. Be safe and be blessed.